Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book, with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be interviewing my good friend, Christoph J. Wyman. Christoph, the five-star customer experience expert and best-selling author. Christoph, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Seth. Good morning. I'm super excited to be here. Thank you so much.
All right, so let's go back in time. How did you get started? Because I know you haven't always been a national best-selling author of multiple books, including the customer experience.
How did I get started? Good question. All the way back. 1963 was the beginning. we're gonna zip through a lot of that. When I was 19 years old, I went overseas with a volunteer non-denominational Christian mission organization, and went to the Pacific and Asia. Spent a majority of my time in the Philippines, and I thought that my life was going to be that type of service and service with a mission organization. I learned to read and write and speak two of the main Philippine languages. Philippine languages. And I thought that was my calling. And I loved it. I enjoyed it. We developed a literacy training program for the indigenous people up in the mountains, not to read and write their English, but taught them to read and write their own language.
Wow.
And really fun, exciting. I was married. We had two children. And then, as the phrase goes, life happens. Eventually, my wife and I separated and divorced. And so after 13 plus years in the Pacific and Asia, I didn't know what I wanted to do when I grew up. So took a little bit of time to get back to the States. And I went to L.A. and I pursued acting. And those who are listening in audio, that was air quotes. Pursued acting. I thought that was my next calling. I want to be an actor. And throughout high school and college, I had always been in plays and on the drama team. And so that seemed like the natural thing. But I think God had other plans. And ultimately, I always ended up either working in hotels or restaurants all throughout the time, in between times when I came home from the mission field, et cetera. And at one point when I was in LA working with Wolfgang Puck, the original celebrity chef, it really began to like click. It all of a sudden became more than just a job for me. And so I went from a certain type of service, so to speak, which I thought was so, and it was a noble calling, but I thought that was the life calling. I had to have a mental shift. And then I began to realize, there's great value in providing excellent service to people who come to your place of business. And so that was my journey to becoming a aficionado, an expert, a student of customer service and all things five-star excellence.
I'm sure the longer version is in the books. We'll tell everyone to go get.
For sure.
Absolutely incredible journey. So tell us a little bit about what the business looks like now. Who are you serving and how are you helping them?
Yeah. During COVID, we had a switch. So my main gig has been for the last 6-7 years, the 5-star customer experience training for primarily in the hospitality industry. We've served companies. I live here in Las Vegas, so we've had the great pleasure of working with some of the businesses here on the Strip in Vegas, and mostly hotels and restaurants, as I said. But we've been able to do training for real estate, direct sales, healthcare, you name it. During the shutdown, obviously that whole industry was hit in a massive way. And a year prior, I began an event called the Ultimate Speaker Competition, which was just kind of a side thing. I've been a speaker for a number of years. I've had the pleasure of co-hosting or emceeing events, co-producing, et cetera. And I just saw an opportunity in the marketplace where we could provide value for speakers. So I, as we kind of put the customer service stuff on hold, not intentionally, but you know, situationally, we switched and this Ultimate Speaker Competition began to take on legs and began to build momentum. And what it really boils down to, so our little tagline, if you're watching on the web show, this is our logo for Ultimate Speaker Competition. It reads, empowering speakers to share their greatness. And when we look at what we were doing in the customer service arena, it's the same thing. It comes down to that word of empowerment. People are looking, especially today, people are feeling hopeless, people are feeling powerless. And so everything that we, Christoph J. Wyman and our team, Aspire Enterprises, does is about empowerment. Whether it's for speakers to share their message in a greater way on stages that we help provide for them, open doors of opportunity, or empowering teams and leaders of businesses to create and deliver 5-star service. And, you know, it's gearing up. Like I said, things were on pause for a short while, but we know that 2022 and beyond is going to be an explosive year for us.
That is incredible. What inspired you to write the books?
I was first inspired to write my first book called Getting to Wow, Everybody Wins with 5-Star Service, because when I was working with Wolfgang Puck and a couple of other entities, I really experienced and learned and felt empowered, going back to that word, to deliver 5-star service. After that time, I started working with a couple of other businesses, not to be named. And I felt like even though we're in the service industry, the service side of things was like the last thought. They would have a budget for media, for marketing, for advertising, but no budget for training. As I was working, I'll give you an example. I worked in an Irish bar one time, Irish restaurant. Great place, good food. Always had live Irish authentic bands on the weekend. And having come from a fine dining experience, I carried over some of the things that I used to do in those other restaurants. One day when a group of people were seated and one by one, they would go off to use the restroom or whatever. Whenever people would leave their chair, it's very simple. I would go over and take the napkin and fold it. Or if it was really soiled, I would replace it. And I got a tap on my shoulder from my manager. He said, "What are you doing?" "What do you mean?" "I just saw you folding that guy's napkin." "Yeah, that's what we do. That we're not that kind of place. We don't do that here." Now, I wasn't out there. I wasn't shouting to my teammates, "Hey, guys, we need to be folding the napkins." I mean, it's such a small incidental thing, right? But to me, I saw that there was a disconnect. And rather than being a person who, you know, whines about things, like they say, if you don't vote, don't complain about the government. Well, I was in the mindset of if I don't do something about it, I have no right to speak about it. So I said, okay, I'm going to write a book. And it's not just going to be Christoph's ideas. I interviewed restaurant owners and VPs of food and beverage. And I actually interviewed people from all levels. So not just the leaders. I also interviewed frontline service people. So bartenders, hostesses, bussers, as well as people who are foodies, What do you look for in five stars? So it wasn't just, here's my ideas. It was a corroboration of all these different people of what five-star service is. And guess what? It took me, I'm proud to say now, before I was that, it took me 6 years to write that book.
Wow.
But guess what? I wrote the book. And then the second one came, and it's just been an ongoing journey. So I will say this, anybody who's watching, listening, it's not about me. If you have in your mind, if you have an inkling, an inspiration, a desire, something that tells you you need to write a book, go do it. Go do it, because you have something valuable to share.
Amen to that. We are obviously biased in favor of that and agree 100% as a publishing company. Congratulations on both books. How did, obviously, COVID force you to pivot a little bit? Talk a little bit about the shifts you had to make.
Well, you know, I always worked from home, so that part was not difficult. I think the difficulty, well, okay, here. I am an in-person person, though. So in terms of working from home, you know, planning, preparing, doing, you know, all that stuff, no problem. But I love to speak to live audiences. And prior to 2021, even though I had been producing and was the host and creator of this Ultimate Speaker Competition event, I never ever put myself forward as a speaker coach. And yet I've had the privilege of being trained and mentored by some great speaker coaches, Bill Walsh, Les Brown, Dave Van Hoos, these names people know. But for whatever reason, I think that all of us go through periods of self-doubt. And I felt like, well, I'm not that person. I'm not that guy. But when I realized that everything was basically online and I knew that I had reached a certain level of experience, training, expertise, I have something of value, and I'm a big believer in what Les Brown says, is that, you know, don't take your gift to the grave, and that you have greatness within you. And it's not just something that you should do. It's like, it's your responsibility to share your gifts to the world, whatever form that takes. And so last year I started a program called Engage the Stage, which is a speaker coaching program. I saw that, you know, there's so many, opportunities out there. If somebody wants to spend 10 grand, 15, 20, 30, 100 grand, you can find coaches and mentors to fill that need. But not everybody is at that place mentally, financially, et cetera. And I thought, there's an opportunity for me to fill in the gap. And the shift was me believing in myself more. When it comes to five-star customer service, Seth, and training teams and frontline workers and leaders in the hospitality industry, I had no problem because I'd done it for years. And I will say, yes, I'm great at it. But to put myself forward in a new arena and say, I'm a speaker coach, it was a lot of trepidation, but also belief in myself. And guess what? I found out that it's something I'm really great at.
Well, congratulations on that. With all the success you've achieved, what's your biggest challenge now?
Biggest challenge now is scaling to a massive level. I really believe that we are called to make a greater impact in the world. I believe that all of us have the capacity to do so much more. And so it's not so much a challenge as it's difficult to overcome. It's more of a challenge of, all right, let's go. It's time to, you know, COVID, the lockdown, pretty much took 12 to 18, even 24 months from a lot of people, right? So we had a lot of things on pause. So we've got to now gear up, ramp up, amplify. These are all the motivating type of words in my mind every single day. We can do more. I know that we have the opportunity and the capacity to, and frankly, there's so much more need in the world now. I was saying a minute earlier, you know, people have this feeling of hopelessness and powerlessness. And I think expectations in terms of service have been diminished. Like people don't expect great service that much today. And I'm going to change that. I want to change that. We want to revolutionize the industry and help people realize that if you are serving the public, you have the responsibility, but you also have the ability to deliver great service. people want to feel valued and appreciated and welcome, and not go to a place of business and have feel like people are just going through the motions, if that makes sense.
It does 100%.
I get a little bit excited about it, Seth.
Your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
I love it when it clicks, when whether it's a speaker that is a brand new aspiring speaker, or someone who's been speaking for a long time and they go through one of our programs and somehow there's a shift, like, wow, there's a next level. Or it's a service provider, somebody working in a hotel, a restaurant, any industry, and they realize that what they do is so valuable, makes a positive impact. It's not just a job. It is something that is so crucial. Look, let me give you an example. My wife runs one of the major hospitals here in Las Vegas. She's been in nurse. She's an RN, but she's in leadership. And a lot of the content, actually, a lot of the content in this book, my second book, The Customer Experience, came from conversations with her. And we were talking one day about the importance of different roles in any business. But for example, in the hospital, one of the least desired and least and lowest paid jobs is that they call them housekeepers, those that come into the rooms and clean after a patient leaves, whatever way the patient left, you know, whether on their own or they've expired. And especially in the day that we're in right now with virus and et cetera, what is left behind in that room is very detrimental. If that housekeeper does not do her job or his job to the utmost level, it impairs the doctors and the nurses. It prevents them from doing their best job. And a lot of times in pretty much every industry, there are jobs that people have the mindset of, I'm just, and I'm filling the blank. I'm just this. And I will say this, you are not just, because without that role, that position, the wheel doesn't go around, right? The machine does not work. And we have to do a better job of empowering all of the staff, all of the, you know, frontline workers from top to bottom, and for them to know that what they do, like I said earlier, is valuable. It's not just, you know, clocking in and going through the motions.
Absolutely. Well, we know your time is incredibly valuable. We appreciate you spending some with us. For our folks watching and listening, where is the best place for them to go to learn more about you? And where is the best place for them to go get the books?
A couple places. Okay, so real simple. My first name is Christoph, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-F. So if you go to Christoph360.com, all my websites, my contact information, et cetera, is there. If I may offer, if they would like to text in the number 5 and then S-T-A-R, 5 star, to 66866, they'll get a free report of 7 biggest service mistakes that are costing you money every single day. And there's only one Christoph J. Wyman. So if you just type in Christoph J. Wyman, you'll find me on any and all social media.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. Thank you, everybody, for watching or listening. We'll talk to you or see you next time.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Seth. Appreciate it very much.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat sheet. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.